This BBC podcast is supported by ads outside the UK.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 minutes vocabulary
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 minute vocabulary with me, Finn.
And me, Catherine. And in this programme, we're talking about the letters O-U-G-H.
Yes, the letters O-U-G-H are found in lots of English words, including cough, rough, ought, and through. But there are lots of different pronunciations. So, let's start with George. He's talking about last winter when he was ill.
And think about this question while you listen. What did George do in February?
Last winter I had a cough for roughly 3 months. By February I thought I ought to go to the doctor. He gave me a thorough check and some medicine. I got better in the end, although the cough lasted right through till April. I'm so glad spring's here.
Poor George. And we asked, what did George do in February?
Well, George thought that he ought to go to the doctor, so that's what he did.
Good. Now, the words thought, spelt T-H-O-U-G-H-T, and ought, spelt O-U-G-H-T, both have the O-U-G-H pattern in them, and it's pronounced all. Thought. Ought.
Thought. Ought.
Mm.
And there are more O-U-G-H verbs with the same pronunciation, like fought, the past of fight, and bought, the past of buy.
And brought, B-R-O-U-G-H-T, the past of bring. People sometimes confuse bought and brought. So, Catherine, can you give us an example sentence with both words?
I bought a new TV from the hypermarket and I brought it home in a taxi. Now let's have another clip. And how many O-U-G-H words are there in this one?
Last winter I had a cough for roughly 3 months.
So there were two O-U-G-H words there. Cough, C-O-U-G-H. And roughly, R-O-U-G-H-L-Y. Roughly means about. So George had a cough for about, or roughly, 3 months.
But the pronunciation of these two words is different.
Mm.
The O-U-G-H in cough sounds like off. Off, cough.
And the O-U-G-H in roughly sounds like off. Off. Roughly.
Right, so we're beginning to see that there is no real rule for pronouncing these words, Finn.
Sadly not, that's right. You're just going to have to learn to spell and say each word on its own.
OK, let's have another clip.
He gave me a thorough check.
And the O-U-G-H word there was thorough. T-H-O-R-O-U-G-H. It means very careful and exact.
And the pronunciation is different again.
Mm.
Listen to this one. Thorough. It's an uh sound right at the end of the word. Thorough. Thorough.
Here's one more clip.
I got better in the end, although the cough lasted right through till April.
This time we heard although, spelt A-L-T-H. O-U-G-H, and through, spelt T-H-R-O-U-G-H. Now, the O-U-G-H in although sounds like O, although.
And in through, it sounds like ooh, through.
So, you know what? That gives us...
How many?
Six different pronunciations for the letters O-U-G-H.
That's right, six of them. We had thought, cough, roughly... Thorough, although, and through.
So, in fact, there are more than six pronunciations for O-U-G-H in the English language, but these are the most common ones.
6 minutes vocabulary
from BBC Learning English.
And now it's time for the quiz. OK, question number one. How do you spell brought, the past simple of the verb bring?
It's B-R-O-U-G-H-T.
Very good. Number two. How do you pronounce the word that is spelt T-H-O-U-G-H?
That's though. Though.
That's the one. Number three. Roughly and enough have similar spelling and pronunciation. How do you spell roughly?
It's R-O-U-G-H-L-Y.
Well done if you got all those right. Now, before we go, here's our vocabulary tip. If your phone or computer lets you record audio, try recording the spelling and pronunciation of tricky words so you can play them back if you need help to remember them.
There's more about this on our website at bbclearningenglish.com. Join us again soon for more 6 Minute Vocabulary.
Bye. Bye.
6 Minute Vocabulary from the BBC.
Thanks for listening to Learning English Vocabulary. Did you know we have a BBC Learning English email newsletter? Subscribe for our latest lessons, worksheets and quizzes and weekly tips to help you study. Just search BBC Learning English newsletter or follow the link in the notes for this programme.
Yoga is more than just exercise. It's the spiritual practice that millions swear by. And in 2017, Miranda, a university tutor from London, joins a yoga school that promises profound transformation.
It felt a really safe and welcoming space. After the yoga classes, I felt amazing.
But soon, that calm, welcoming atmosphere leads to something far darker, a journey that leads to allegations of grooming, trafficking and exploitation across international borders.
I don't have my passport, I don't have my phone, I don't have my bank cards, I have nothing.
The passport being taken, the being in a house and not feeling like they can leave.
World of Secrets is where untold stories are unveiled and hidden realities are exposed. In this new series, we're confronting the dark side of the wellness industry, where the hope of a spiritual breakthrough gives way to disturbing accusations.
You just get sucked in so gradually, and it's done so skillfully that you don't realise.
And it's like this secret that's there. I wanted to believe that, you know, that whatever they were doing, even if it seemed gross to me, was for some spiritual reason that I couldn't yet understand.
Revealing the hidden secrets of a global yoga network.
I feel that I have no other choice. The only thing I can do is to speak about this and to put my reputation and everything else on the line. I want truth and justice. And for other people to not be hurt, for things to be different in the future.
To bring it into the light and almost alchemize some of that evil stuff that went on. And take back the power.
World of Secrets, Season 6, The Bad Guru. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.